On Tuesday, over 1.9 thousand tons of herring were harvested, and the roe percentage of the fish harvested by the gillnet fleet was 11.86%. That's the highest percentage recorded so far in the fishery, which is now in its second week. Tim Sands is the ADF&G area management biologist, and he took another look at the district on Wednesday.
We definitely saw a lot of fish in Togiak Bay and a lot of fish right off Kaluk Bay. And the fish off Kaluk Bay looked, you know, they were nice, tight schools, very dark. Typically to us, that's a sign that they're new fish. They look like new fish to us. There's definitely fish along Kaluk Bluffs where the people were fishing. A little bit of spawn, kind of a little bit west of Medervik Bay, some spawn on Summit Island. Not a lot of fish in between, like Right Hand Point and Togiak Bay. We didn't see a whole lot. And then that big school in Togiak Bay, then not a lot until out by Cape Pierce. There was some spawn out that way. And that's where most of the same fleet was out by Cape Pierce.
Through Tuesday, the total harvest in the fishery was over 16.9 thousand tons, which is still over 10 thousand tons short of the available quota of 27.8 thousand tons of herring. It's unlikely the whole quota will be taken this year, but Sands anticipates the processors will get as much herring as they need.
We're taking 1,500 to 2,000 tons a day if things hold up. A couple more days of that and we'll get over 20. How long it lasts remains to be seen.
Sands confirms that so far all six processors are still buying herring, and he has not heard of any fishermen calling it quits. The Togiak Sacro herring fishery is currently open until further notice, but the fishery will likely come to a halt in the coming days as the herring spawn, making it more difficult for fishermen to find harvestable fish. In years past, many of the processors and fishermen that participated in the Togiak Sacro herring fishery would go around Cape Newenham and participate in the much smaller herring fishery in Security Cove. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game confirms that currently there are no processors registered to purchase herring in Security Cove, and the department is not anticipating a commercial fishery due to the lack of industry interest. Fishermen and processors are asked to call the Alaska Department of Fish and Game office in Bethel if they do want to fish in Security Cove. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.